The Flannelly Show, Irish Radio, irishradio.com, and we are simulcasting worldwide on irishradio.com, friends, and you may also be listening to us on in the New York tri-state area on WVNJ, 1160 AM, and I can tell you, friends, that it is with great pride in the home county that on our side of the Atlantic here, and even in fact of the county associations and of the county St. Patrick's Day events that took place here, the Mayo Association of New York indeed was ranked, if not the highest, among the highest counties to still put on a great, great dinner and show. It was at such occasion that we last met our guest friends. You know, there are 31 counties in Ireland, and then there is Mayo. The reason that I said didn't want to say there's Mayo and then 31 counties, it looked like that is a bit lopsided. But let me link with Mayo to the boss of Mayo, the engine of Mayo, the driver, the leader of my home county, and indeed, friends, I'm delighted to welcome somebody that I'm privileged to know as a friend, Peter Hines. And Peter, you're very welcome to the program.
Adrian, thank you very much. And after an introduction as generous as that, I hope that we can deliver on at least some of the promise that's been made.
Well, let me tell you, you're delivering already, and you wouldn't want to slow down now. Peter.
We will endeavour to keep the pace up.
I do, and we're all looking forward, of course, to Mayo Day next year. But before, next week, rather, on Saturday. But before we get to that, I just am indeed as excited as most Mayo people are, and indeed the Irish Americans and indeed those in America will be delighted with the news that was announced this week by the Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, about a huge, massive American-European connect fiber optic cable, which is going to change and the entire method of communications forevermore. Please tell us about it.
It's tremendously exciting, Adrian, and it was launched by the Taoiseach on Wednesday. The story was actually broken in the Irish Times on Tuesday, and it's a project we've been working on and with various developers around for the last 4.5, almost 5 years. Going back to the start, initially the cable project was called Emerald Atlantis, and then Emerald Express, and then it got brought over by a company called Seafiber, and it's now under the auspices of Aquacoms. But the name America Europe Connect is the official title of the cable project. Initially, they had planned to take cable from Shirley, New York, around the north coast of Ireland and directly into England via Southport, which is one of the regular landing stations on the west coast of England. We approached them at a conference in Dublin and invited them to take it ashore in Mayo and to use the ducting which had been laid along the Corrib Gas pipeline. I'd connect down to Galway and across to Dublin. And we did that with the full support of the Taoiseach, who's been involved in this since day one, and Minister Rabbit, who was the Minister for Communications at the time. And both the Taoiseach, Minister Rabbit and Minister White, and the Department of Communications have been extremely positively engaged in getting it ashore. Essentially, what it means is that an investment of about €280 million will lay the first cable that's been laid on the Atlantic in 17 years. Now, that's an indicator of I think, returning global confidence and also an indication of confidence in Ireland. And it's coming ashore in Mayo. It's actually coming ashore in Killala. Initially, the plan was to take it ashore in Ballymullet, but in the intervening years, they actually surveyed a number of potential landing spots, including other spots on the west coast, Galway and as far as Cork. And they came back to Mayo and opted for Killala because of the seabed conditions, and it was more attractive as a landing point. But it means that the cable itself will, in one fell swoop, more than double the existing capacity on the Atlantic. It'd be actually close to three times the capacity of every cable that's currently serving to connect America, England, and Europe. Is going to be more than doubled, and that's coming through Mayo's backyard, coming ashore in Killala, and then going two different routes to Dublin and on to London. And it effectively means that instead of being at the end of the line, at the end of a spur, which generally comes from America to England and back to Dublin, we will now be on that main highway. There'll be a breakout point at Killala, which opens up enormous potential for all kinds of data storage and IT-related endeavours at the Killala site. And as the Taoiseach himself said, it is a game changer, and we're really looking forward to the next phase of the development, which is to build on the potential which this project opens up for us.
But that's going to mean not only to the economy of Mayo, but actually to the Irish economy, is again going to be something extraordinary at a time when, in fact, the economy in Ireland can well use additional boost, granted that the economy is improving to, at a tremendous rate. But this has got to be something extraordinary.
It is. Taoiseach described it as an historic occasion when he announced it on Wednesday, and he described it as a game changer, and he's right. The it does two things. It underpins the existing high-tech jobs and investments, and it will be one of the things that will support the recent announcement of the data centres in, for instance, Athenry, an investment of $800 million by Apple, and the other high-tech companies that are located generally on the East Coast, but on the island of Ireland. It will underpin their connectivity, and it will open up, possibilities for new variations on the work that they do, and new companies to invest that we probably aren't even thinking of. The end users of this cable in 10 years' time probably haven't even been invented yet. So it's tremendously exciting.
Now, the reality is this is not something that we are talking about for the future. This is not only is the money in place, not only is the commitment there, but work has already started. And give us a timeline, Peter Hans.
Well, there are a lot of bits and pieces, and we've learned a very great deal. Our Enterprise and Investment Unit has been engaged in this. Joanne Brennan's been leading the charge on it for the last 2 years. But we've been engaged for 4 years with the Western Development Commission and some IT consultants from the West, all of whom were driven to bring the project ashore in Mayo for the good of the West. But in terms of timeline, the work at the Irish end, the planning permission for the landing station was granted last week. Some of the exploratory work on the duct line, from the beach to the old Asahi site at Killala, which you'd be well familiar with, Adrian, that has already started. The contract with TE Subcon, who are the there are only two companies large enough to do this kind of work globally. Subcom is one. The contract has been signed with them, and the finance Nomura Bank confirmed that the finance was put in place 2 weeks ago. So the timeline is to start the actual laying of the cable, which again will be a spectacle of itself because there's quite a big ship which will be coming quite close to the shoreline in Killala, and that lays from Killala out to Mid-Atlantic and from New York out to Mid-Atlantic, and they splice Mid-Atlantic sometime around the end of October, November, and the whole system is scheduled to go live by the 31st of December. So the hope is that the first message to go down the line will be from the Taoiseach, hopefully to Washington, extending good wishes, and the first message back will be from the same source for 2016.
Listen, throw our name into the hat there too, will you, Peter? I mean, hey.
Wouldn't it be nice if you were the first live broadcast to go down to that?
Excuse me. Yeah, well, you know, I don't have any influence there. You're the boss, you know. So just mention it casually.
We will mention it to the real boss, and we'll see what he thinks. You'd never know what might happen.
You'd never know again. And, you know, and tell him that I won't be hanging a puss if it doesn't happen. It's just that, you know... there'll be a lot of people, male people in particular here, that would they would be hanging a puss, and I'd be cheering them on. Anyway,
you know that male people don't hang pusses. they get over upsets very, very quickly. You know?
Yeah, sometimes it takes a couple of hundred years, but that's beside the point. Let me ask you though about the rebranding. Mayo, the rebranding.
It's all built into the initiative that we started 2.5 years ago now with our enterprise and investment unit, and you've met Joanne Graham, who heads the unit up. Squidward woman, and one of the initiatives that she has piloted is a complete rebranding and re-imaging for the way in which we promote the county, and that's part of what Mayo Day is all about. And the Mayo.ie website has been completely remodeled and will be it's operational now, but it's going to be officially launched on Mayo Day, and it's got really sharp graphics. It's got a lot of new functionality added in. Anyone who hasn't seen us, please log on, have a look if you're interested in Mayo or in the region, because it's not just about Mayo. It's got regional news in there as well. It's worth a look. And the part of the rebranding is a new call to action, which is to visit, connect, and invest. And those three calls to action are included in all of the information, all of the marketing, all of the promotion, and all of the imagery that's going out from Mayo.ie and in all of the other promotions that we're doing.
It is singularly the most impressive website that I have seen, and that's putting it mildly. It is amazing. It's an amazing website. It's actually up and running. This is a message for Mayo people, so you can get a jump on on Mayo Day. I just before we get to Mayo, the airport, and at Knock. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you for the compliments, and I'll pass them on to Joanne and her team. They've worked really hard at it. Martina Hughes, whom you've met, Diaspora officer, and who's heading up the work on Mayo Day, will be very pleased to hear those compliments. On the airport, we are obviously very proud of the airport, and we are campaigning. We have been campaigning for a number of years because there's been a concern about its ongoing viability as a regional piece of critical infrastructure, not just for Mayo, but for everywhere from Donegal down to Limerick, Clare, and serving into Longford and Fermanagh and other counties as well. So back in 2012, the Taoiseach convened a study group, and with, again, our enterprise and investment unit, Joanne represented as the Department of Transport. It was chaired by Deputy John O'Mahony and the airport management, Joe Gilmore, and others worked on the group. They reported at the end of 2013, and they outlined basically three scenarios. One was no investment, which obviously wouldn't have helped the current status of the airport. The second was a small growth strategy, and the third was an aggressive, optimistic promotion and growth strategy to push passenger numbers to 1.3 million by 2023. And in that scenario, once you start to get north of a million passengers, the airport is viable, it's sustainable, and it doesn't need any further support. So that's the path that has been taken, and there are two parts to the investment strategy. One is that the seven local authorities, Galway City and County, Roscommon, Leitrim, Donegal, Sligo and Mayo, collaborate to put an equity injection into the airport. The figures are, we're putting in 7.3 million over a 2-year stint, and we're taking 17.5% equity share. And the corollary to that is that there's an application with government for investment of 36 million and grant aid of 90%, which will require EU approval because of state aid rules. And that discussion with government is ongoing, and the discussion with the European Commission is ongoing. On the local authority side, Mayo County Council, all seven local authorities agreed in principle last year to go this route, and Mayo County Council, at its meeting 2 weeks ago, actually voted to take out the loan and to be the lead financial authority and to commit to paying 35% of the loan charges over a 30-year period. So that's a really big step in the right direction, and the other six authorities will hopefully endorse that approach over the course of the next 6 weeks. They'll all have met either in May or by the end of by the end of May they'll all have met, and hopefully they will all endorse it, and the injection will go in, and we'll get the support of government, and we will be able to grow the airport to almost double its numbers by 2023.
By God, how about that? Also, you mentioned Joe Gilmore, who indeed is the super boss of the airport at NAC. He and the parish priest, the Monsignor, Richard Gibbons, will be in coming to New York, actually, and meeting a lot of people here, who are indeed more than interested in NAC, and indeed into the possibility of renewing something that I was very happy about and indeed involved with through Mayor Bloomberg in clearing all kinds of U.S. regulation roadblocks in getting something which still exists, and that is the right for direct transatlantic flights. This is real. This is great stuff, and obviously for particularly for those of us in the United States and the East Coast in particular, what an amazing opportunity it would be for us to have direct flights from the east coast of the United States and beyond into the airport at NAC in the west of Ireland.
It would be fantastic, and the fact that the first charter flight is coming in August, being led by Cardinal O'Connor.
Cardinal Dolan,
I mean, sorry, is really, really exciting, and the fact that it can be done, the fact that it's, you know, feasible to do it, and that Aer Lingus are actually doing the flight is also important. And the promotion that Father Richard and Joe are going out to do is around that flight and around that pilgrimage. And again, it's the start of something which if we can build on it, the market is there, and the recent successes in low-cost flights into Dublin just showed that there is a market. There's definitely a demand for it, and if we can get the right arrangements put in place with the right carrier, who knows? It would be a real dream to have direct connectivity into Ireland West Airport, not from the East Coast.
It would be a first. And speaking of first, finally, we want to get around to the most exciting news. First county in Ireland to take the bull by the horns and establish for 3.5 million Mayo people around the world next Saturday, May 2nd, Mayo Day. The worldwide Mayo people will celebrate Mayo Day. Again, an initiative of the Mayo County Council and indeed the Chief Executive Officer. I'm delighted again to have you really launch the news. Peter Hine.
Well, Adrian, thank you for the opportunity, and we would say to all of your listeners, particularly those with Mayo DNA, that Mayo Day, 2nd of May, next Saturday, is a day to just celebrate somehow in your own way, in your own community, by doing something special for the day, to celebrate the Mayo-ness that is in your DNA. It's a very special county, very special people, and it's an opportunity just to connect in a kind of virtual world, to connect the Mayo communities around the globe. There are a series of high-profile events planned for the day, among them the business conference and the lighting of Niagara Falls, which will be red and green for the evening of May 2nd. There are other prominent landmarks being lit in red and green as well, including our own convention centre here in Dublin. And there is a live TV show broadcast 8 to 10 Irish time from the TF in Castlebar. And again, that will be featuring the best of Mayo talent, an update on what's happening in the county, news on business, news on sports, news on cultural activities, and some fun and some crack as well. So we're all extremely excited about it. There are events planned in Manchester, in New York, and other communities around the globe. And we hope it will be the start of one day annual celebration every year. We're not setting out to rival St. Patrick's Day or take over New York or close down Fifth Avenue. It's not on that scale, but it is emotionally and mentally important that there is a day when people remember their roots and remember where their people came from. It could be a very, very direct connection, or it could be back a number of generations, but the connection is still there. And that's what we're trying to just emphasize, that there is this place called Mayo. It is very special. The people that came from it and have ended up all over the globe are very special people. And on one day, we're inviting people to just join us. Log on to mayo.ie, enter the photographic competitions, do something just to be part of that Mayo global family at some point on May 2nd.
I can also say, well, not only is it a first for any county in Ireland, but it is a first to have Niagara Falls again connecting the United States and Canada for all of North America. First time ever that Niagara Falls will be just the green and red and Mayo for Niagara Falls, I think, says something extraordinary, something very, very special indeed for North America.
It does indeed, and obviously it's a very, very spectacular location in and of itself, but on the night with the mist and the colours and the sounds, it should be a really, really spectacular occasion. Unfortunately, we're on a low budget production and we can't ship all of the council over to be there for the evening, but we will be obviously linked up to it, and we're looking forward to it.
The I can also say that the throughout the county of Mayo itself, there are so many events, but right throughout Ireland, where Mayo people have indeed emigrated, I've said many times in this program, going back to my emigrating to America, I emigrated here, and apparently the rest of the family decided to emigrate to places like Dublin and Kildare. But there are very strong Mayo societies, and I've already indeed not only mentioned, but I'm very proud of the Mayo Society of New York. But there are Mayo societies throughout Ireland that again will be celebrating in a big way Mayo Day next Saturday.
Absolutely, and not just throughout Ireland, there are events planned in Dublin, Galway, and other places, but in the UK and mainland US as well. Manchester in particular has a series of events on over the full weekend, and they're really excelling themselves. There are events in London, Leeds, and the thrust of it is that it's fun, it's celebration, it's enjoyment, and it's connecting. And again, the call to action on the website is visit, connect, and invest. And this is one part of the connection and reconnection. And there's a serious intent to it as well, in that part of the promotion that we've been doing with our Enterprise and Investment Unit is to get the message out that Mayo is a can-do, delivering, working, active, engaging county with a positive attitude and open for business, and not just open for business, but doing business. So that's the subliminal message that we're trying to get out as well, and get it out in a fun way. So, yeah, we're really excited about it. And the image of the red and green on Niagara, as you say, linking Canada and the U.S., is particularly poignant, and we're really looking forward to seeing that.
And, you know, you had mentioned Manchester there, and I think that they can, you know, we should give indeed special recognition to Manchester and up to the, in that particular area. What a great promotion, and they were very active indeed in the gathering in 2013, the gathering Ireland in 2013, which set a new bar for tourism into Ireland. What an amazing group, particularly of Mayo people in that Manchester Liverpool area, and how fantastic it is to you know, to see the energy and the connection there. I single them out because I think they're just something. They're not only in promoting tourism but investment. Every area there, we could look at Manchester and say, hey, Mayo people should around the world could definitely take a page from their book.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of pages and books, all of the Manchester news will be on mayo.ie. And if anyone wants to see exactly what's happening there, again, just log on. And as you say, it is an example of a community doing fantastically creative and enjoyable and fun things. And anyone who wants to see what they're at, log on, have a look. It's all there. And they are very generous with their sharing of information on how they do things. And anyone who's interested can make in contact with them. Again, mayo.ie is the channel through which to make that, at least the initial contact.
And absolutely. And indeed, I know the official launch for mayo.ie is going to be on Mayo Day next Saturday. And indeed, I can I am just delighted that at least for the New York launch, that we got the jump on that one. This site is actually up and running. It is fabulous. You don't have to take my word for it, friends. Mayo.ie, a website like no other. I congratulate the Mayo County Council and all of those involved in coming up with the most fabulous website. Well, worth logging on to. I want to thank my guest friends, Peter Hines, the Chief Executive of the Mayo County Council. We are excited very much about Mayo Day on Saturday, May 2nd. Never mind, the Mayo the first, which of course is May Day. We get over with that and get on to what I assume is going to be a great and memorable day, linking again 3.5 million people of diaspora around the world. It's going to be great, and again, congratulations to you, Peter, and for the tremendous work and the, without exaggeration, the massive contribution of Mayo to the economic recovery of Ireland. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you, Adrian, and thank you and Anya and the team for the opportunity to spread the word. And I'll pass your compliments back to our enterprise and investment team, to Joanna Martina, who
Absolutely.
Leads the charge on Mayo Day. And we look forward to seeing you. If we don't see you for Mayo Day, we will certainly connect online, and we will look forward to seeing you back over the course of the summer.
Next Saturday, friends, the launch of Mayo.ie. My guest, Peter Hines, Chief Executive Officer of Mayo County Council. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Adrian.